أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاتقوا الله ما استطعتم واسمعوا واطيعوا وانفقوا خيرا لأنفسكم ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون. In this last ruku of the surah which we are coming to an end now, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned five things in three categories which we have to be careful about, which are tests for us and obstacles in reaching Allah Ta'ala. First of all, we must make our niyat that our object of life is to find Allah, to reach Allah, to prepare for the day of Qiyamah. And in that we will find, yeah, Allah has mentioned five obstacles in three categories. The first one was that conditions which come on a person, severe conditions of goodness or badness. A person, when goodness of dunya comes, he goes in that direction and he forgets Allah. Or when bad conditions come, severe conditions which affect the heart, then a person also can become so despondent and he forgets and he does not fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. The second category, which has also got two things in them, one is our spouses, the husband and the wife, and the children, the family. These are two things, and that is the second category. And the third is our wealth, dunya, all the money, etc., that we have. These things can also deter us from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Now Allah Ta'ala is so kind that He has pointed out what our dangers will be and He has given us the solutions to them also. So the solution to those things, the first two categories, that is when conditions come and they affect the heart. The heart is not in our control. The heart is in the control of Allah Ta'ala. And also the love of the spouse, wife or husband, and the love of children, when that also overtakes a person, it is not in his control also. For wealth, Allah has shown another solution. But for these two, the solutions Allah Ta'ala has shown, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ. So daro, Allah say, جَهَاں تَكْ هُو سَكَي. You try your best. When these conditions overtake you, good conditions or bad conditions, and they affect your heart, you try your best. When that was that Allah said, "Atiyu Allah wa atiyu Rasul." Firstly, in another angle, when Allah had revealed the ayat, "Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqati," fear Allah as Allah is to be feared. Then this was very hard for the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They felt that how Allah's position so great. Allah is watching us every moment. Allah has got control over our conditions. Every moment He can change our conditions. So they explained to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah revealed this ayat, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Fear Allah as much as you can. And this is also the practicality which Allah has shown, that Allah has only made us responsible for that which is within our means. So when our heart is affected and the heart is not in our control, so Allah says, you do as much as you can. That is what you have to do, and that is أطيعوا الله ورسوله. Obey the commandments of Allah and His Rasul. مستطعتوا واسمعوا واطيعوا or suno or mano, and listen to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala's commandments and try and accept them as much as you can. You try your best. So much a person will be responsible for how much he can do. We cannot ever fulfill the rights of Allah Ta'ala because Allah is unlimited and we are limited in every way. So a thing which is limited can never fulfill the rights of Him who is unlimited. And as far as wealth is concerned, now what is the solution for that? وَأَنْفِقُوا خَيْرًا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ or خَرَجْ كَرُوا apne bhale ko, and you spend in the path of Allah. You force yourself, even if you don't like to, but try and make a habit if we can on a daily basis to give some sadqa, some charity, whatever little it can be. Wherever our heart tells us this is a good cause to spend in that cause. Whether it may be for a masjid, madrasa, widows, orphans, anything else where we can, make yourself spend. And Allah said, by your spending, خَيْرًا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ. It is good for you. Allah is not in need of anything. Allah is the creator of the wealth. Allah is the giver of wealth. Allah doesn't need it at all. Allah can look after all His creation directly Himself also. But for when you spend, and in many ayats of the Quran, for our islah of our nafs, one great source is to spend in the path of Allah, to spend in all good sources. So we shouldn't, it's hard for a person to spend also. His hard-earned money, and he must just give it away. He feels very hard. But that is also when the heart will open up, and you will have a big and broad heart, and Allah will give you a lot of barakat also in everything. So a person, that is the solution when, for the love of wealth and dunya, that a person should spend. وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ اور جس کو بچا دیا اپنی جی کی لالت سے. And that person that has been saved from the greed of himself. A person, there are people who love money just for money's sake. They just want to accumulate and have bigger and bigger bank balances, etc. Mostly people want money for comfort of this dunya, for luxury of dunya, to live it up. The more money you have, the more you can enjoy and live it up. But there are some people who just live for the sake, just to get money, just to have more and more money. When can I become a millionaire? When can I have 10 million? When can I become a multi-millionaire, etc. So those people who have been saved from this greed, and here also Allah has not said when you will save yourself from greed, when you will be saved from greed. So that is also from Allah Ta'ala. When Allah will give you that tawfiq, and this stinginess will go out of you, that you don't want to spend, and this greed that you just want more, that is from Allah. So when that comes to a person, for ulaika humul muflihun. So wo log wahi murad ko pahunche, these are those who have reached complete felicity and success. They have reached complete perfect success, who haven't got that stinginess in them, and whose hearts are open, and they spend easily. And mashallah, there are many people who spend like that, and they don't have greed for more wealth also, but Allah gives them more. So from here also, with the ulama have written that a person must keep on making effort on his nafs till he understands that I don't have any more stinginess in me, and I can spend easily and freely, and he understands I don't have greed anymore on me. However, greed, there are two types of greed. One is praiseworthy and one is very harmful. Praiseworthy is the greed for akhirat, the greed for the pleasure of Allah, greed for the enjoyments of Jannah. So that greed is good, and a person should keep also for the, with that Allah explains in the ayat in front. And greed for the things of dunya, that is a bad thing. And stinginess to store one's wealth and not spend it, at least zakat a person must give. And how much zakat he gives, he will be very far, which is only 2.5%. And if he can give 2.5% in lillah, he spends on good causes, very fortunate is that person. So Allah Ta'ala says, now the solution which Allah gave, spend. And Allah makes the solution of the solution also. How to make it easy to spend? Allah says, in tuqridu Allah qardan hasana. Agar qarz do tum Allah ko achhi tarah par qarz dena. If you give Allah Ta'ala a good loan, Allah doesn't need a loan. Everything is Allah Ta'ala's, but I'm spending in the path of Allah. Allah has termed it as giving a loan to Allah Ta'ala. And why did Allah just explain it as a loan? Like a loan has to be repaid. And there is nobody who can repay a loan how Allah repays it. That's why Allah is calling it a loan. Otherwise you are spending for your own sake, for your own benefit of akhirat. But you will be repaid in the akhirat 100%. Allah will increase your reward from 10 to 700 to 700 and even more than that. And even in this dunya, you give a loan to you spend in the path of Allah, Allah is going to give it back to you manifold. So therefore Allah has called it a loan. And qarz-e hasana, a beautiful loan. So open your heart and do, like you give a loan to somebody, you say you may take it in writing, bring witnesses, give some guarantee that if you don't pay, but with Allah Ta'ala, there is absolutely no doubt Allah is going to pay it. So what is Allah going to give you in return? يُضَاعِفْهُ لَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَدُونَا كَرْدِي تُمْكُ اور تُمْكُ بَخْشَ. Allah will double it up and give it back to you again. And many, many people we have seen, when they give, they say that we have seen with our open eyes How much we give, Allah gives us back again. And He gives us more also. And what Allah gives, there is no harm in that wealth also. It won't be spent in haram cheeses, it won't be spent in extravagant weddings, in wasteful walimas, etc. That money will be spent, and the sign of barakat of a person's wealth is that it is being used in good causes. When our wealth is going in wrong causes, where all our extravagance and waste in our homes, in our weddings, our social functions, then that means there wasn't barakat in there. When it is spent in good causes, there is barakat in there. So Allah will increase it, and not only that, Allah will forgive you your sins also. Wallahu shakurun haneem. Or Allah qadardan hai tahammul wala. And Allah is most thankful. For what must Allah be thankful? A person is thankful when somebody does a favor to you, somebody did something good for you. Allah is the one who does all our good. But when you do something seemingly you did it for Allah, it was only by the tawfiq of Allah, Allah rewards you tremendously. Therefore Allah is thankful. And Allah is haneem also. You commit sins and you keep on committing sins, Allah doesn't take you to task immediately. And we must never be under the wrong impression that I committed a sin today. What a big guna I made. But everything of my life is still going normal. Nothing is wrong. It doesn't mean Allah is pleased with you. Allah is giving you chance to make tawbah. Allah gives lot of chance for tawbah. So we shouldn't overlook that chance. And if a person doesn't make tawbah and his maut comes, then it is fearful that Allah will take him to task in the akhirat, which is extremely severe and very, very dangerous. So Allah gives lot of time to make tawbah. And a person should make on a daily basis sincere tawbah. Like before going to bed, after Maghrib make 2 rakat salatu tawbah, after Isha, whatever it must be, it may be. But daily and continuously a person should make tawbah. Because Allah is alimul ghaybi wa shahada, janne wala pushida aur zahir ka. Allah knows everything which is apparent and which is hidden. What is in the deep crevices of your heart, which you don't know, Allah knows. Why are you doing this today? You have got some ulterior motive which you are not conscious of. Tomorrow you want something in return of that. Allah is aware of all that also. Al-Azizul Hakim, Zabardast Hikmat Wala. Allah is the all-powerful. Remember, Allah can take you to task at any time. Allah can make you go blind, lose your eyesight. Allah can make you become crippled. Allah can make you paralyzed. Allah has got power over everything. So fear Him. And Hikmat Wala, He is the most wise also. And every action, whatever Allah does, is filled with extreme wisdom. Whether He takes you to task immediately, or whether He gives you your whole life a chance to make tawbah and correct yourself, Allah Ta'ala, whatever He does, is full of wisdom. May Allah Ta'ala let us take these lessons, beautiful lessons of the Quran Sharif, and implement them in our lives, and we will only see goodness for ourselves in this world and the Akhirah. Wa akhiru da'wana.